Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Three airliners had mysteriously vanished in the South American wilds, somewhere between Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, La Paz, Bolivia, and Buenos Aires in the Argentine. And now three search planes would also be declared missing. The outside world did not know the terrible story of the death ray and Charco's mastery of it. But it was known to me and young Angelo and the dancer, Faye Carilli. We were locked in the storeroom of some very old ruins that Charco had selected as a hideout, a place to experiment with his dreadful weapon of destruction. It was humming again far up through the heavy masonry as a distraught Angelo tried to tell us how it had been captured.
I am careless, Senor Carson. I fail you. I disgrace the memory of my uncle.
Now, steady, old chap. Just give us the facts.
I overhear the dark Charco and the one you call the commander. They say that the fighting planes of many nations approach.
So that's it. Fighters coming to look the place over.
The fighters?
Sir, that's probably the air forces of Bolivia and the Argentine.
Then we are in great danger, Monsieur Bruce.
Ah, don't worry, sir. We are deep down in the ruins. Listen to that.
The ray destroyed them?
Either that or frightens them off.
But these two men, Senor, they speak about what they do to these fighting planes. I become so eager to hear that I make a sound. From many directions I am pounced upon.
Right then. But as I said, tell story from the start. You left here with instructions to get a certain pipe of mine.
Ah, indeed, Senor. And it comes into my possession.
Yes, I knew that. You returned here, found me carted off.
And refused to give it to me.
Senorita,
you are most foolish. Now it is taken away from you.
No, Senorita.
I tell you that you are foolish. Monsieur Bruce and all of us not with a chance now.
But I have the pipe.
You what? Angelo.
Si, Senor, I am searched and the gun is taken from me.
But not the pipe. How so?
Quick with the answer. Oh, do not play with that long hair of yours.
But it is in my hair that...
That you've concealed the pipe.
Si, Senor.
Stout fella. Oh,
he take the pipe from out of his long hair. Oh, Monsieur Bruce, he is so clever.
Most fair. And this is the very pipe I want. You see, the skeleton key concealed in the stem?
But what give you this wonderful idea, Monsieur Angelo?
Oh, it is something which I learned from my noble uncle.
How fortunate for us that he teach you so very well.
Steady on. The lock's not sprung yet.
But you do it so simple, no?
Never really simple, my dear. It takes gentle fingers and a sensitive ear. So quiet. Let's see if we can hear something click open.
The death ray is still at its work, Monsieur Bruce.
Yes, and so is Carson.
The lock, it not give way for you at all?
Afraid not.
Oh, quelle horreur.
Trouble is, we're working from inside. A trifle difficult in this case. Let's have another try.
Nothing yet?
No.
And all this time, Angelo called upon the good spirits of his people to assist you.
That is the advice of my noble uncle, Senorita.
You not as well known to them, perhaps.
But I implore them.
I might take some notice this time. Nearly had it a while back. Let's see how we go now.
Monsieur Bruce, there must be many planes.
Not necessarily planes. Charco might be training Ray on distant jungle, but... easy now. I think...
You have it?
Keep fingers crossed, Faye. Little more and...
Click, Monsieur Bruce.
The lock, Faye. Got it.
Oh, you're so clever. But quick... We run out.
Not so fast.
But that hateful Charco return, or the commander, or that woman who used to be Sally.
I realize place full of enemies, but we must plan the getaway. Now, Angelo, you know the way out?
Si, Senor.
Not easy, you say?
There are great problems.
You say all this because you wish to leave me here.
Nonsense, Faye. Give us a chance, else we'll all be here.
To escape, Senor, first we have the darkness of the deep passageways.
So?
But before we are able to enter the jungle... We must pass the room where you are called to speak with the man of darkness.
Oh, the big lounge, eh?
Si.
Could pick up the rest of my pipes as we pass, too.
Monsieur Bruce, which do you value the most? Yourself or your pipes?
Oh, get nowhere without those pipes, Fan. As you should well realize, my dear.
Oh, nom de Dieu.
But we won't dally any longer. We'll just open the door a shade. Like so. Now, you lead the way, Angela.
Very well. As you say, Senor.
Now, you next, Fay. I'll bring up the rear. And let's hope we've got Angelo's good spirits with us all the way. Right. Off we go. My father could never understand how a Carson could come to have pipes as a hobby. But they'd saved my life a dozen times on this assignment. So, as we set out to try and escape from that eerie hideout, I swore I'd have the family coat of arms altered to include them if ever we made civilization again. We groped through the darkness, the intermittent humming of the death ray slowly growing louder. Suddenly, Angelo whispered a quick warning, and we stopped.
What is it? Where we stop?
Who is that?
Sally. Melinda.
There's someone there. I heard you.
What do we do, Monsieur Bruce?
Just leave it to us. Angelo.
Senor.
Must shut her up. So forward together.
Si, Senor.
You wait here, Fay.
Oui, Monsieur Bruce.
This is the last time. Answer me. I know it's you, Mademoiselle Corelli.
I have her, Senor.
Stifle her, Pete, say.
Kill her, Angelo, kill her.
Now keep your voice down.
Okay. I kill her all right, Senorita.
All right, that'll do, Angelo. Just make sure she doesn't let out any sound.
What are you doing, Monsieur Bruce?
Just ripping my shirt. Gag and tie the young lady.
But Angelo will kill her.
That might take time. This is the quickest way. Now, here, Faye, you bind the legs and hands.
With so much pleasure.
I'll handle the gag. Then we'll bundle her away somewhere and continue with our escape plans. But make it firm and fast. All right, Angela, leave her here.
But, Senor...
I know. It's not the best of hiding places, but we can't afford the time to go around searching.
Oh, make haste. The humming is there above us no longer.
So?
Then drop her.
Oh, no, we can't do that. Easy now, Angela.
Si, Senor.
Oh, mon Dieu, you're impossible, Monsieur Bruce.
We've got to get her as far into this niche as possible. Right, that'll do.
Oh, come on, quick then.
Right. Farewell, Melinda. I'm afraid that won't carry far. If we meet again, let's trust that we're in the box seat. But now, Faye, Angelo, come on. Angelo was in front again, Faye in the middle, myself bringing up the rear. We'd dealt with Charco's bride in quick time. But it was to turn out an unfortunate diversion. We negotiated the passageways without further incident, but the real test came when we had to pass the front lounge, the vast room that gave a broad view of the destruction caused by the death ray. There was absolutely no chance of rescuing any more of my captured pipes. Inside the lounge, close by them, were Charco and Julius Grant. We stopped and pressed ourselves into the shadows.
What do we do now, Monsieur Boss?
Wait. Watch. Listen.
Oui. All the plans are accounted for, Commander.
All, Chaco.
Splendid.
The outside world remains unaware of our secret and our power.
We have employed but a fraction of our power as yet, Commander. To strike plans out of the sky is indeed a great achievement. Great also to burn the jungle off the top of a mountain at a distance of 4 miles. But wait till the ray is tested at the full strength.
But, Chaco, the doctor warned us that the Cossack's information must be well examined before we go the full distance.
The doctor is much too cautious. Let us prove to ourselves the full power of the ray, then issue our ultimatum to the world. Bring the air fleets of all nations and they will fall in flames before they are within miles of us.
Then let them come first. But let us not risk this miraculous weapon of ours.
Perhaps you are right, Commander. But what of the Major?
Dent? There's been no further message from Rio.
It is perhaps risky to broadcast with the entire continent on the alert. But where is May Melinda?
She said something about going down to the storeroom to find out if Carson had made up his mind yet.
Whichever way he decides, in the end, Melinda will have her way. I fear that Senorita Corelli is doomed to no pleasant end.
Yes, Carson, too, will go in a similar fashion.
That goes without saying. But these pipes of his...
Very dangerous, Chaco. I wouldn't go tampering with them.
I have no intention, but let us merely look at them.
Oh, very well.
Before we deal with him, perhaps we will get him to explain that purpose.
But I won't be here, Chaco.
You hear what they say? They wish to kill us, Monsieur Bruce. Oh,
I missed the chance, Angela.
We slip past now, Senor.
Right, lead on.
See?
And before they find Melinda, let's hope we're far away down the other side of the mountain, out of the Death Ray's line of fire.
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, this is much more difficult than dancing.
I hate to force you, Faye, but must put all possible distance between ourselves and Chaco.
And these go on for days, you
say? A couple at least, till we reach Naval Seaplan.
If it's still there.
We won't ponder on that.
Senor.
Why the holdup, old chap?
Look.
Fire behind us.
The Death Ray.
Searching for us, perhaps.
More than likely, but in wrong direction.
But slowly it is sweeping this way.
It does seem to be. Yet we're down behind the ridge of a mountaintop. Flames up there can't touch us.
But there is now more than flame.
More? Great Lucifer, the mountaintop's going red hot, crumbling away.
It is like the volcano.
They must have it on full power. That's what Chaco meant when he hinted at the really terrible things it might do.
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, this is the most terrible sight. The whole mountaintop is getting blown away. The fiery rocks tumble.
So, if the ray swings over here, they'll be tumbling down on us. Come on. We're not out of Chaco's clutches yet. Come on. The sky began to fill with ash and fire as we plunged down into the valley, scrambling desperately to get out of range. But like some nightmarish monster, the ray thundered louder. The rocks flew closer. Chaco had the prize, and we were the hunted in Operation Death Ray.